Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Christy L'Esperance. Interlochen Arts Academy has two ensembles competing in the live rounds of the highly competitive Junior Wind Division of the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition this year. The quarterfinals are this Friday, with semifinals on Saturday and the final round on Sunday at the University of Notre Dame. One of the ensembles going from Interlochen is the Interlochen Horn Quartet. All seniors, Isabella Craig, Mason Murphy, Tatum Cheddar, and Jack Vargas. All four are in Studio A today with their horns. Welcome. Let's start with Isabella. You're finishing your second year at the Academy here and headed off to Curtis next year. Your quartet has made it into the live rounds of the largest chamber music competition in the country. What's on your mind as you approach this coming weekend after such a busy school year with the Imagine Us tour and everything else that goes along with being a senior?
Well, there's definitely some excitement. I think I can speak for the group. We are all also a little tired from college auditions and especially coming off of the tour. But we are definitely excited and honored to be in the live round for Fischhoff.
Have you competed in a competition like this before?
Personally, I've never competed in a chamber competition. So
that's a big one to start with.
It is a big one.
You have a twin sister here at Interlochen. Next year, you're heading off to different schools for the first time. What are you doing to savor these last few months together at Interlochen?
It's definitely a little intimidating, the thought of going to school so far away from her. But we kind of grew up also doing like separate summer programs, so it won't be completely foreign, but we'll savor these last few months together, I guess.
Who's the evil twin?
She's definitely the evil twin. Okay. They all say that I'm the evil twin. Why am I the evil twin? Apparently I'm okay. The evil twin. So.
Let's talk now to Jack Vargas. Jack, you've had 2 years here at Interlochen, just like Isabella. How long have you played together with this quartet?
So this quartet is a new thing. It's been like since kind of the start of the semester. We were all in different brass ensembles like in November and October and stuff. And then we decided to be a horn quartet in like January.
In January.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are at the very beginning of May and you're heading to the Fischhoff. Wow, you guys really kind of gelled right away, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, me and Isabel have been playing here for 2 years. So that's not completely different, like playing with her. And then me and Mason used to go to school together before we went to Interlochen. So playing together, you know, it's kind of really easy.
Well, I'm looking at the horn quartet and I'm thinking this is different from a barbershop quartet or, say, a string quartet because you all are playing the same instrument with the same range. So how does that work with a horn quartet? Does one instrument typically play the higher notes and another one the lower notes, or is it pretty evenly spread throughout?
So yes, I would say first and third are typically the high parts and second and fourth are the low ones. There will be times that second and third like overlap, like third will be higher or lower than second. And then it's kind of two sets of pairs that play together and then we all play together as like one ensemble.
And I hear that in some of these works that you're playing, multi-movement works, you're actually trading parts from one movement to the next. Why do you do that? Is it to give the embouchure a rest? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it can get kind of taxing playing principal all the time. And especially in these pieces, they're not easy. And so in order to like sound our best as a group, we each need to take turns.
Right, and then you also have to blend. I'm sure you have different tones that you normally play with. How do you work on blending as a group?
In terms of blending, you know, we'll start each rehearsal by like making sure we're in tune, and then we'll build a chord, typically in whatever the key of the movement we're doing, and it kind of just comes into really hearing and listening to people around you.
Okay, well, I'll listen to the way you blend in this first piece that you're going to perform. This is the second movement of the Constantine Homilius Quartet in B-flat major. Can you tell me a little bit about this piece of music that you guys are playing?
Yeah, especially in this movement, I think it's definitely the prettiest thing we're playing. It is really, really simple and there's not a lot going on. Like, it's not too high, not too low. It's kind of just like in like the kind of the money part of the horn sound. And so I think we're doing a really good job of blending and moving together. And it kind of just is something that, you know, competing in Fischhoff against, you know, a bunch of different saxophones. Like, it's something that they will have a harder time doing, like, as a brass instrument. It's kind of, I don't know, I like to think of the horn as, like, the voice, like singing. And this, I feel like, is a really good opportunity to do that.
All right. Well, here is the Interlaken Horn Quartet in IPR Studio A performing part of the program they'll be taking to the live rounds of the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition this weekend, the second movement of Constantine Homilius Quartet in B-flat major, Opus 38. I love the wonderful richness in the blending of the horns in that piece. We just heard the Interlaken Horn Quartet in IPR Studio A performing part of the program they'll be taking to the live rounds of the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition this weekend. That was from Constantine Homilius Quartet in B-flat major, Opus 38, the second movement. Well, the seniors from Interlochen, Isabella Craig, Mason Murphy, Tatum Cheddar, and Jack Vargas, study at Interlochen with Dr. Lauren Hunt, Interlochen French Horn Chair and Director of Brass. And I have with me now Mason. This is your first year at Interlochen. You've said that you came because you were getting much more serious about your horn playing. The fish off is pretty serious. I did an instrument count for the next round, and there are 39 saxophone players competing, but only 5 horns, and 4 of those are in this room. So it's a real apples to oranges comparison for the judges. Do you see being the only horn quartet as an advantage, or do you carry a special challenge as a group?
I believe there's ups and downs to this musical imbalance. I believe the saxophones are able to play more faster, more maybe flashy types of music that can bring out their qualities as their instrument. But as French horns, I believe the biggest thing with the French horn is how it sounds and the beautiful music it can create just with its timbre and its tone. I believe the saxophones might not have this advantage compared to us as 4 horns with the second movement that you had just heard and this beautiful sound and tone that it can create.
Okay, so now I'm talking to Tatum Cheddar. Tatum, you've been at Interlochen for just 1 year. How has this experience, specifically in the horn program, shaped you in the last 8 months?
It's literally been incredible coming here. It's kind of like a dream come true, definitely for like my senior year. In Tallahassee, my old high school, well, I'll actually go back to middle school. I was the only horn throughout middle school. And then freshman year of high school, I was still the only horn in my ensemble. And then it was sophomore and junior year when I really started to play with people, but there were only 4 of us in the section. So coming to Interlochen and the studio size being around 10 horn players has really just like been a dream come true, because there are people at different levels and with different strengths and weaknesses. And so it's fun to like work with people who have the same like struggles as you, or get like learn from the people who are more advanced at a specific technique or something, and they can like help you along the way. And it's really like shaped the player I am. And also being around such incredible musicians is really inspiring, like even outside of the horn studio.
So Tatum, what's your dream horn piece? What's the best for the horn, whether you've played it or not?
I think Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, second movement horn solo, is so iconic, and it's so beautiful, and it is like the solo for horn players to really just like show off your beautiful sound and to be as expressive and lyrical as you want. And it's one of my favorites. I definitely overplayed it for the college audition season, but it was because it was my favorite excerpt to play. And so like, I just, whenever, like at the end of all my practice sessions, whenever I was like drained from like doing scales or something, like I would just play that and I would just fall in love with the horn all over again, so.
Jack and Isabella cheering you on for that choice. And so horn players love that part.
It's iconic.
The rest of us, we cry our eyes out over it. Oh, it just rings your heart out. So beautiful.
For sure. I can just put all my emotion into it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, what part of your competition program are you going to play for us next?
We'll be playing Carrie Turner's Quartet No. 1, third movement. And yeah, it's very fun and lively and exciting. It's pretty straightforward tempo-wise and like time signature, but there are a lot of moving lines that get passed around the quartet, and it's a lot of fun. And it was definitely a challenge to put together, but it ended up being one of our favorite movements.
Awesome. Well, let's hear it then. This is the third movement of the American Quartet, the Quartet No. 1 by Carrie Turner. The Interlochen Horn Quartet is in IPR's Studio A performing that part of the program that they'll be taking to the live rounds of the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition this weekend. Thank you. Such exciting music. We just heard the Interlaken Horn Quartet in IPR Studio A performing part of the program they'll be taking to the live rounds of the Fischoff National Chamber Music Competition this weekend. That was the third movement of the Quartet No. 1 by Carrie Turner. The seniors from Interlaken, Isabella Craig, Mason Murphy, Tatum Cheddar, and Jack Vargas, study at Interlaken with Dr. Lauren Hunt, Interlaken French Horn Chair and Director of Brass. The Interlaken Saxophone Trio will also attend these live rounds of the Fischoff competition this weekend. Both ensembles will perform Wednesday evening, May 6th, in Dendrinos Chapel on the Interlaken campus. This Fischoff competition preview recital is open to the public, and it starts at 5:30. You can find out more on Classical IPR's Spring Concert Guide at interlakenpublicradio.org/spring26. Well, a big thanks to the Interlaken Horn Quartet for joining us and sharing your music. We wish you the best of luck this weekend and in the years to come after you graduate from Interlaken Arts Academy later this month. This has been Studio A from Interlaken Public Radio. Michael Culler was our recording engineer for this edition of Studio A. I'm Christy Lesperance. Thanks for listening.